Now, until this man learns that interdependency is the core of the relationship between a man and a wife, he may find it difficult to give or to receive much from the woman in his life. And please don't get me wrong, because I'm a strong, assertive man, does not in any way mean that I would never listen to my wife. No, I listen to Lucy all the time, especially when what she was saying made a heck of a lot more sense than what I was making. But if I was a don't ask questions and I'm Mr. Independent and, I cannot make it without you. All right, I look for the sparks to fly. All these are negative characteristics of a man. And brothers, you don't want to display. And look, I know I'm talking with some of you right now. You know, I don't give a rooty toot. You need to change. You need to bow your head right now and say, not Pastor John. Like the brother came up to me hugging me. Man, you don't need to be hugging me. You need to hug that Bible. It was wonderful. I have a young man. He no longer attends our fellowship. He goes to another fellowship on the other end of town. As a matter of fact, he goes to a church, and I guess it's approximately about 5 blocks from where I live. He goes to a church there. He told me that it's more family-oriented, and his wife likes the church because the ladies have the older ladies have a way of ministering to the younger ladies. And that's a good thing, because Anselm, we don't have that. The older women at Anselm, no, they don't minister. Well, let me see if this is somebody that wants to enter into the discussion. Thanks for calling into the Word. How can I help you?
Hey, what's up, PJ?
Hey, I'm good. I'm in the middle of a webcast. You got a minute to give me a little bit of your time?
Yeah.
All right. Okay. I'm just having a discussion, and it'll be up on, I think, part 14. And so the mic is on, and I can ask you a question, right?
Sure.
Are you married?
Yes, I am.
How long have you been married?
Been married for 6 years.
6 years.
That's correct.
How many children do you have?
Me and my wife together, we have one, and I have one prior to the marriage.
Okay. What kind of a husband would you view yourself as? Would you view yourself as a man that calls all the shots, or do you collectively work with her in making some things work in your marriage?
I would honestly say that it's more 50-50. There are some areas that my wife is better than I am, so I let her handle that. For example, my wife is better at budgeting our finances than I am. When I took control of it, things were getting turned off and we were getting late notices. So I put my pride aside and let my wife do it, and it's been fine ever since.
Well, have you done anything to resolve your inability to make that aspect of your life work? Like, let me give it to you this way. Let's say, God forbid, that your wife in any way should ever become disabled in any way. How would you take care of that? Are you still having bad habits in spending and managing money, or what?
No, pretty much I started picking up more of my wife's habits now. So I know what bill is due and how much it needs to be paid. And now I have become more better at that, in that aspect. Yes.
Boy, that's great, because I was just talking about the aspect of I am Mr. Independent, and that was a negative aspect for men. I just read, and it says Mr. Independent thinks of himself as self-sufficient, but is uncomfortable depending upon others for anything. So, you see, and you've answered the question rightly. In other words, you depend upon your wife for those particular parts in your life where you're not up on those issues. Okay, I'm going to press it to the next level then. Therefore, I'm so glad you called. And therefore, what you say, think about the question before you answer it now, because you know I'm trying to trick you. Would you say that your relationship is a democracy or Well, would you say that it's a democracy where both parties have equal leverage?
John, Pastor John. Let's see.
Yeah.
All right. The way me and my wife's relationship works, I have my say, she has her say, but in the final things of it, I have the final say, I guess you could say. Since I am the man, and since I am to lead, you know, even though there have been times when my wife said, "Let's go left," I said, "No, we're going right," and we end up going right, but it was wrong, you know. So, and as a good woman, as a good wife that she is, even though that she knows that I'm going wrong, you know, she still trusts and believes in me, you know, in the way that I go. Do you understand what I'm trying to say?
Yeah, I understand, but I'm talking about impasse, when there's a major impasse. In other words, she wants to go right, you want to go left. Going right is right. You find that out later, and going left was wrong. That's where you wanted to go. There's a major impasse where voices start to rise, where tempers start to flare up, where the kids are beginning to listen to your conversation. Talk to me as a man. How do you de-escalate that situation?
Since we just have like a 9-month-old, we really didn't experience that yet. We did experience, you know, some real arguments. I wouldn't say arguments. I guess misunderstandings about where the person's coming from, and That's really hard to say. I guess we just talked it out, you know.
Okay, but you know that a man cannot outtalk a woman. And you know that when a woman has her mind made up, my opinion is that it is a fruitless endeavor to try to outtalk a woman, because she is going to get the last word in.
And my wife is a true Jersey girl, and you know, she will talk. She'll get her point across, and you know, sometimes I had to sit and like marinate on it. You know, I have to sit down and listen to her thoughts without any emotionalism attached to it, and then like, you know what? She doesn't make sense with this. You know what? I could compromise in this area and then take on her idea, and then, you know, I could put my idea in it as well. And that was a long process for us, because, you know, with me growing up, you know, I had to pretty much be Mr. Independent and just rely on me and me alone to get stuff done. I know if I did it, I know it would get done. I really couldn't, you know, open up and rely on my wife, you know. And then as I got saved and knowing my role as a man and like her role as a female or as a wife, you know, our marriage has become 110% better.
Wow, that is, you know, that is fantastic. And you didn't know, but that's why God had you call at this particular time, because you are right in the middle of webcast number 14,
okay,
which will be up hopefully before I leave for work this afternoon.
Okay. And now, since you put me on the spot, I'm going to put you on the spot,
PJ. Uh-oh, here it comes. I'm ready. Go ahead.
Where's my picture at?
Where's your picture at? I was waiting on another question, Calvin. You know better than that. I'm not going to keep the picture up there if you aren't shooting the questions. For those of you that don't know,
I was telling all my friends that go to this website and then I'm click on my picture and this guy named Pastor John, you know, talking about some things, and everybody emailed me back.
Where's your picture? Right. Because you see, what it is that you have to send me. See, ladies and gentlemen, he don't understand the drill. The drill is here. He got smart, a while back. And Calvin, please send me a better picture of you. People look at that picture and they get scared.
Oh, okay.
But this is Calvin Taylor, ladies and gentlemen, and he sends me the questions and forces me to answer the question. And it helps people from all over the country be able to email me some questions. So okay. I appreciate you, and I'm glad you called. So zip me the question with a fresher picture attached to it. And I want a new question, at least one every 2 weeks.
See, it's like this, PJ.
What?
A question will pop in my head, and then I get busy with something, and I totally forget it. So what I have now, I have a little piece of paper and one of those little micro pens, and now I carry it with me. That's when a question pops in my head. And you know, I had my brother in-law call you. A couple of weeks ago.
Okay.
Actually, he was asking about the Nephilim and the Adam and Eve and...
Yes.
And how did a whole bunch of people come from them and stuff like that.
Yes.
And he found that you, with him talking to you, you know, you really clarified a whole bunch of things. And to everybody that is listening, the man that you're listening to is a true man of God. He has no motives. He is here for the straight up word, and you know, he's not asking you guys for money. He's not, you know, telling you to send in prayer cloths and then he will send you out something. This man is truly here for your souls, and God, send this man. And in a time of deception, where deception is running rampant, you guys could count on this man. Count on this man to know that he is telling you the God's honest truth. I only spoke to Pastor John for like a couple of months, and this brother truly opened up to me and I to him. And I could tell you without a shadow of doubt, God gave me a spirit of discernment. I could tell the phonies from the fakes. and this dude right here, he is the real dude.
Well, I appreciate that testimony, man, and I love you, man, and I'll be, you know, we'll be praying for your marriage. God bless you, and thank you for being on the presentation today.
Likewise, PJ, and also, PJ, did you get that email I just recently sent you today?
I haven't gone to the mail. Let me kind of, like, click into it now and see whether it's come up. But today, let me see. Oh, no, I can't go to my AOL mail, so I'll check it out right after I finish a webcast.
Okay, and then shoot me an email later and tell me what you think about that.
I sure will, Calvin. God bless you, my brother.
Likewise, brother.
Take it easy. Bye-bye. Boy, that's great. What just an impromptu call. And I'm glad you guys were able to hear it like that, because I didn't tell Calvin to call. I don't tell people to call me, but I'll tell you one thing. I would tell you one thing. Did you hear the way I asked the question? See, if he was a member of my congregation, that's the way I shoot it out to dudes. I don't prep them for nothing. Come on, man. Speak from your heart. Speak from your heart. His wife is blessed. Did you hear what he said? He said, hey, well, you know, I'm kind of like this, like that, you know, and then he was thinking about some things. And that's what I want you guys to do. Now let's get into, I think I better stop right here. I think where we'll begin next time is the most common mistakes that women make. Yeah, I think that, I like that. The most common mistakes that women make. Some women like to dominate the men. Some women tell the man, you don't tell me what to do. Some women try to smooth over the rough roads. They always have their needs first in the relationship. Oh, a lot of women, brothers, are just waiting on you to mess up out there because they didn't know how you be. And then there's the threatening group of women that says, you know what, you best to treat me right, big boy. So we'll get into that and many other things in lesson number 15. Thank you. It has been a wonderful hour here today, and I want to thank Calvin Taylor for calling me all the way from the east end of the country. What a joy to know that brother. Love, Calvin, and you look for his picture and some more questions and answers right on this website. Well, this is Pastor John of Into the Word Ministries asking you to do one thing: stay into the Word. And thank you, Freddie. Join me next time. Boy, I like music. Do you like music? I should let this music play. Music by Johnny Blair. Johnny Blair. Sing it, Johnny. Listen. Oh, he ain't singing yet. Well, I think I better fade out. Too much music has driven me mad. Bye-bye.